So this is an interesting one. I mean, I don't. Hopefully, the Rambans are always. I feel like the topic to discuss is interesting. It's going to be like a dating Ramban. There we go. Yeah, Bobby's Chumash. So, mind if I take it for a second? So it says I'm going to introduce the whole discussion about Yitzchak and Rivka, but it says towards the beginning. There we go. Okay. So it says, oops, sorry, the story's repeated twice. I apologize. So it says over here, it says, Vayihu Terem, so Eliezer's going to find a wife for Yitzchak. Vayihu Terem Kilel Daver, he didn't even finish talking to Hashem, asking for this Hashem to send him on the right way. Rivka's coming with this jug on her shoulder. She was very beautiful, right? She was a basula. So the first thing we know about Rivka is her beauty. So then the Ramban says over here. It says at the end of the parak, it says, right? They come back and then she's on the camel. Anybody? Remember why that whole story is relevant to us in Pesachim?
Oh, sitting on the camel.
There we go. Very good, very good. She says, who's this person? It's my master, your future husband. And Yitzchak brings Rivka to his mother's tent. He marries her, and he loved her. And he was consoled after the death of his mother. Okay, so here, that's where the Ramban's picking up here. I'm really not good with these grammatical things, but I think what it's saying is as follows. I think what it's saying is it should have been written as Vayivya Yitzchak Ha'ola El Ha'ol Sarah Imo, something like that. Meaning, he's brought her to the tent, which was the tent of Sarah's mother. Something like that. Like, the word tent should be repeated? I don't know. Somebody could confirm that. Okay. Shkach. V'chamo Rabim, there's many other examples of that in the Pesukim where there's a certain implied word that kind of gets swallowed up with the word before it. Okay. V'tam HaKasav. This is not our Iker. Now it's our Iker. So what's the message of this pasuk, says the Ramban? Ki yisaper b'chavot shenahag Yitzchak b'imo. This pasuk is telling us with what high regard Yitzchak held Sarah imenu. Ki me'es shemesa Sarah lo natu ohala. So from the moment that she died, we see from this pasuk as the Ramban, we know from the later on from Yaakov and his wives that there were different tents, but apparently Sarah had her own tent, and from the time that Sarah died, lo natu ohala, that her tent was not put up, meaning as like a sign of kavod to Sarah that her tent shouldn't be used by anybody. Ki amru lo tavo isha acheres el ol hagvira hanichbedes, as if to say, no other woman should come into the tent of this prominent, important woman. V'chasher ra'a Rivka, when he saw Rivka, hivya el ha'ol ha'hu l'chvoda v'sham l'kecha. So he said, you know what, this woman seems like somebody who's probably going to be fitting to, you know, ki'ilu, I don't know, replace, but be in the place of my mother. And he brought her to her tent to show kavod to her, and that's where he married her. V'zetam v'yaveh v'inachem. That's why it says he loved her and he was consoled. Yirmos shaya mitztayer ma'od al imo. It tells you that, it hints to you, again, the whole world of the Avos and what was going on in their hearts, we don't know. But apparently Yitzchak was very distraught over his mother's passing. V'rachak mimenu minachem. And nobody could console him. Ad shenacham b'ishto, until he was consoled by his wife, v'ahavasosa, from his love to her. Ki mat tam sheyasker akasav avas. Because why is the pasuk telling us that he loved her? It seems like a little bit personal. So it's telling us because it's telling that he saw within Rivka things that could ilu console him in place of his mother. She was seemed like a very special woman. The way the Targum reads, it's that he brought her to the tent and she was Sarah. V'lechein hizkir ha'ava. That's why it tells us why he loved her. I think maybe he's not saying that Unkelus is disagreeing with him. He's just saying Unkelus reads the pasuk in a certain way to imply that because of her tzidkus, her righteousness, and her kishon maaseh, means her abilities. She was a very kind person, a very accomplished person. Ava v'nichamba, he loved her, and there he was consoled through her. He finally, ke'ilu, felt this relationship was replaced. B'kach hiskir b'reishis rabba ad shelo meisa sara haisa bracha metzuyi b'isa, the famous medrash that Rashi brings, right, until Sarah died in the tent, there was all this bracha with the dough would stay fresh and there would be a cloud, etc. So that was replaced by Rivka. So says the Ramban, the idea behind this medrash is that this high level of tzidkus and ruchnius that Sarah displayed, that was replaced by Rivka, and she ki'ilu took her place. But that's why Yitzchak loved her. So what struck me about this Ramban is that there seems to be almost a disconnect between the way the Pesukim are describing Rivka when you first meet her and what Yitzchak finds impressive about her at the end of the day. Why was it important to mention the fact that she was beautiful at the beginning? Like ma kesher. There's no mention of that, especially the way the Ramban's describing it. What he loved about Rivka was not her appearance. There's no mention of the appearance in this Ramban. What he loved is that he reminded him of his mother. His mother was a big tzaddikah. She was a very special person. And his wife was somebody on that level, or someone on that level. And that's what he loved about her. So why is the Pasuk mentioning her beauty? It's not really connected, but I want to bring another Ramban from this week's Parsha, which I feel like could tie into this whole discussion. And that's at the end. Sorry, Avi, let's grab this. Chaf Hei Vav. Keep it, nothing personal. Where is he? Yeah, no, we got it. Oh, wow. Okay, thank you very much. So it says towards the end, it says in Tishi, Vayitein Avraham es kol asher lo liYitzchak. He gave everything he had to Yitzchak. And to the children of the Pilagshim, of the is there a word for Pilagish in English?
Concubine.
No, not Philistine, not Philistine. concubine. Right? The children of the concubines. Asher Avraham, Nasan Avraham Matanos. He gave them gifts. And he sent them away from Yitzchak's face while he was still alive. Kade Malaretz Kedem, to the east. Okay? It says at the beginning of Shishi, just five psukim earlier, Vayosef Avraham Eikach Isha Ushma Keturah. Right, and he took this wife. Her name was Keturah, and Batelo, she gave birth to him as Zimron, as Yakshan, as Midan, as Midian, as Yishvak, as Shuach, etc. Fine, okay, thank you. So it says that he took this wife Keturah, and then it says all the children of the Pilagshim Avram sent away. So the Ramban is sensitive to the fact that there seems to be an inconsistency here. On the one hand, we're calling Keturah his wife Isha. On the other hand, it's saying all the children, and it lists all of her children, and it says all the children of his Pilagshim he sent away. Isha and Pilegesh, this Ramban is very interesting at the end. We're not going to focus on this at all. For those who remember, when Rav Rosenzweig came to give shir last year about Ksuba, so he mentioned this Ramban, about the Machlokas Ramban and Rashi, if Ksuba is somehow deoraisa, and Rashi says that Pilegesh is Shiloh Biksuba, but Isha is Biksuba, and the Ramban says Biksuba only with the Rabbanan, but okay, but Ayin Shem. That's like the last paragraph in this piece, but we're not going to talk about that. But everybody agrees that a Pilegesh is not a proper wife. What it means, what she's lacking, that's a bit of a machlokas. But Pilegesh is not a proper wife. Isha is a wife. So this is the Ramban here, but Levinei Pilegesh Meshul Aram. Aderach HaPshat, what I think the Pshat is, says the Ramban, Bavur Shenemar Lo, since Avraham Avinu was told, Ki v'Yitzchak Ikari L'chazera, your children, your family is going to be called through Yitzchak. Lo bezera acher, not any other line. Hayu kol nashav etz lo pilakshim. Lo hayu nechshavos linashim. She'ein zar'on biyarshav. We're going to refer to all of Avram's wives as pilakshim, in the sense that, just like if somebody has a concubine, he doesn't view that woman as being like the his partner for his family. Meaning, whatever children the Pilegesh has are going to kilu stay to. It's a weird like conception, but like they're his kids, but they're not really part of his like official family. They're like his like unofficial family. But his official family, the guy's got a big farm and he's got a business. That's going to go to his kids from his isha. The Pilegesh, whatever, he'll take care of them. He'll make sure they're not going to starve. But they're not officially, you know, his main. If he's going to have like the Goldstein and Goldstein like accounting firm or lawyer firm, it's going to be his isha son, not the Pilegesh son. And it's going to whatever. He's going to give him some other smaller business. So, lo yu nechshavos lenashim, she'en zaron biyarshav. So even though, what the Ramban's about to say, even though Keturah, he took whatever responsibilities in the times of the Torah a person had to his isha and not Pilegesh, in terms of it was a financial responsibility or a commitment, he gave that to Keturah. She was his official wife, ki'ilu. But we're not calling her his wife, because his wife, he doesn't view her as the person from which his family is going to continue. She's a wife, but she's ki'ilu Pilegesh. in terms of the way he views her, right? Ki hagar shivcha sara pilag shoisa aval ketura liisha lakachlo. When the Torah says v'levnei ha-pilagshim, you could say some of these pilagshim, maybe it's including Hagar. She was a pilagish. The Torah calls her a pilagish, but Keturah, he says, he took her as a wife. If it meant that she was this maidservant in his household, and he just took her to be his quasi-wife, pilagish wife, it wouldn't have said, Vayikach Isha, lashon of lakachlo, lashon of kedushin, of taking her to be a wife. It wouldn't also called her Isha, it would have called her a pilagish. Rak take her a pilagish because of Netam Shapirashi. Okay, there are yamim kasu of neketura pilegish Avram, and the Yamim also refers to her as a pilegish. The gist of this first, the second paragraph is also the same kibun. But what the Ramban is saying is that why is it saying vaikach isha ushma ketura, but then it's saying v'nei ha-pilag shemishel Avram, including the children of ketura, because even though she was his official wife, he gave her whatever financial commitment he needed to be a wife, and he was committed to her. He wasn't going to take another whatever the deal was with an isha. That was relationship with ketura, but conceptually she wasn't really his wife. His wife was Sarah, and after Sarah, there wasn't going to be another wife. Because wife means the person who he's building his family with. He's going to continue his family. Okay, so now I want to go back to the question. And the question is, also by Sarah, also by Rivka, also by Rachel, the description of the Imos is beauty. How does that tie into everything? Again, it's not really, hopefully I'll tie it back to this Ramban, if I remember, and what I'm saying makes sense, but it's really getting back to the first Ramban. Okay? Why do the Psukim, when we're introduced to Rivka, describe her beauty? And why, when it comes at the end of the day to Yitzchak and his love for her, the Ramban is focusing on everything besides her beauty? The fact that, like, Ilu, he viewed her as a spiritual replacement for Sara Imenu. So what are we supposed to look for in a wife, and what's the role of beauty? Yeah, that's the question I want. Obviously, it's a huge question, and the question that probably is more mat'im for one-on-one discussions, but a little bit of giving some, painting the question with broad strokes. Okay, so the I don't know, it could be other Rishonim asked this question, but there's a Radak. Okay, the Radak is a very interesting answer. I don't know, maybe we got to take the Radak and explain it in a certain way. I don't know. But let's see what the Radak says. The Radak is not in this week's Parsha. But Stam, I think it's by Rachel. The Radak is on the sheet over here. Okay, this is an interesting discussion. Interesting line, right? Who's learned Tainus? The end of Tainus. What's an Isha for? It's Machlokas, no? It's Machlokas in the Gemara, right? Depends what kind of whatever the woman had to her benefit, she would say that's what we should look for in a wife. If it's for beauty, if it's for children, if it's for what are the other options? One more option. And Isha Illinois, and Isha, what's that? Yichus is banim, right? Was only two? I think it's another one. No, anyway, I don't remember. Okay, but the Radak has a line here that the tzaddikim, when they're taking a wife, is to have children with her. Okay, this is an interesting discussion. Lemaisa, for whatever reason, hashkafically, we wouldn't say this nowadays. I feel like this is a whatever. This is an interesting discussion. Rav Lichtenstein has a very interesting article about this whole topic. But the Radak says the point of a wife is for children. We would say it's one of the purposes of having a wife. But the other main purpose of having a wife is to be able to connect and complete each other and build a family together. Besides just children, I'm saying helping each other grow. So fine. But says the Radak. Lama, we get to ask the question. Lama hayu machzirim achar isha yafa? Kevan she'en kamarasam letaiva. Why did the Avos, why is it mentioned by Yaakov Avinu and Rachel that he saw her beauty? Why is it mentioned by Sarah that she was beautiful? Why is it mentioned by Rivka that she was beautiful? What's the point? Why is that necessary to... Okay, let's say it happened, but why is it being mentioned? The Yaakov Avinu bachar b'rachel v'isha esi yafa me'od v'abad b'ashev ashanem v'yisra'im b'levan achar shenasan olea t'murasa l'visha esi yafa k'mo Rachel. It's interesting that the Radak says this, but I don't know, we have to look back at the Psukim, or look at the Psukim. It says, Yaakov Avinu chose Rachel because of her beauty, and he worked for 7 years, and he was upset at Laban for switching her with Leah because Leah wasn't as beautiful. Is that the pshat, that Leah wasn't as beautiful? That's what it says. Was that why Yaakov was upset when she was switched? Could be he just had a relationship with Rachel. I don't know. But tzarchin a little bit. But that's the general question. V'yish lomar. This is an answer again. I don't know that we lishitaseinu nowadays would have necessarily thought of this answer. But says the Radak, since the purpose of having a wife is for children, he wanted to marry a beautiful woman to make him interested in having many children. Almost reminds us of the Medrash by Tachas HaTepuach Orartich, or hopefully I'm not chopping up the pasuk, but the pasuk that Rashi quotes by the what's it called? By the kior, by the maros hatzovos, right? That the woman in Mitzrayim, their husbands were exhausted, and wives would come and say, "I'm so beautiful," and they would arouse their husbands to have children. So the Radak is saying they wanted to have children, to raise the children, to be Ovdei Hashem. So they wanted to have a beautiful wife to encourage them to want to have children. Okay, va'od, kidei shiyu habanim v'habanos yafe marev yudomim lehem. You wanted to have beautiful kids. Well, why is that important? Okay, a little bit tzarachin. Va'od, this is now the answer I most want to focus on, but maybe say it a little bit differently. Va'od, kitzura hana'a misamachas lev ha'adam. We are human beings. Let's say the Gemara says, isha yafe, but dira na'e marchivin daito shel adam. That there are certain things which make a person... happy, but meaning in a frame of mind where you're feeling good. Meaning you, sometimes life is stressful or tiring or whatever. You want to come home to a nice house, you want to have a nice meal, and you want the person you're sharing your life with to be beautiful, at least in your eyes. The woman he's always with, and also the husband that she's always with, they should be somebody that's going to make each other happy, and they should be something which is going to, you know, they're going to, I don't even know the right words exactly, but somebody who's going to make them feel good. Person should be happy in his world, and the chilek he's gotten from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the most important thing. It's not about going after your taiva, but nevertheless, it has a place. It has a place because it's part of life. We want to. It's part of life to be able to be happy and be appreciative for the life you have. Part of that is having somebody that you feel attracted to. So I think I want to kind of go maybe with what the Radak means. I'm not exactly sure. But there's a famous gra. Has anybody heard this gra? Shekhar Achen Vevel Ayofi? Famous gra. There we go. Kiva's heard. Well, where'd you hear from? Rav Resh quoted it? Okay. What's that? More than once. Okay. There's a famous gra. I know a very interesting gra. But now I want to ask you guys what the gra means. Okay? What does the gra mean? We'll know the gra in a minute. But the question is, what does the gra mean? So Kol Eliyah Bereshis. I think anybody, I don't know about Sfarim. I try to learn some Gemara and Shulchan Aruch. I don't really know what Sfarim is. But Kol Eliyahu, I think it's not the Gra on Chumash. It's the Gra on other places taken on Chumash. Like, did you write the Chathila on Chumash? Let's take from other places, right? I think Mishle, wherever it's from. Okay? V'rachal ha'isi yifas tor v'yifas mare. Rachel was beautiful. Hinei Shlomo ha'melech alo b'shalom amar b'sof Mishle sheker achin behevel ha'yofi. Right, sheker achin. What's the English word for chen we say? Grace. What did you say?
Favor.
Now, I think it's a word with a C. Is it a word with the same thing?
Charm.
Okay, with these words, okay? Whatever. Put in whatever your word you want, okay? That's sheker. That's false. The hevel hayofi, that beauty is futile, meaning it's stupid. Isha yiras Hashem hitis halal. A woman who fears Hashem, she's who should be praised. Okay? So the Gra is asking the question, kind of that we were asking, why is the Torah focusing on the beauty of the Imos? It's Sheker, it's Hevel. What you need is Yiras Hashem, which they had. So what's the point of focusing on beauty, or mentioning beauty? Uve emes matinu gabe ha'imos, asher nishtabchu bahen, it's supposed to be. Uve yofi, v'gam berivka ksiv, anara tavas mare meod. It says in this week's Parsha, it says about the Imos, that they were beautiful. What's the pshat, says the Gra? V'tzarach lomar, da pirish b'pasuk kachu. This is the pshat of the pasuk. Sheker hachein vehevel hayofi, right? The beauty, charm, whatever the words we used. That's not important at all. Hainu, not only important. It's something somebody could focus on it. And he's gonna corrupt what is important about a woman. That's not what's important. Hainu kishen bilti yiras Hashem. That's when they're separated from a woman who has yiras Shemaim. V'heim kinezem zav ba'af chazir. Wow, what an expression. They're like a beautiful, a beautiful nose ring, a beautiful beautiful jewelry in a pig. Aval isha yiras Hashem itis halal. But a woman who has yiras Hashem, she should be praised. Ratzal lomar, digam achein v'hayofi tis halal. A woman who is who has tzidkus, who is a holy, special person, who also has beauty, then the beauty is praiseworthy. It's nice. Well, derech zeh yish lefarish gam kein a pasuk. Okay, derech zeh we could skip for now. Okay, I am Shem here if you're curious. So the Gra says, what's the pshat? The pshat is that it is hevel, it is sheker, and it is hevel. But when the woman is yiras Hashem, also the first things can be praised. Why? If it's sheker and hevel, why praise him when she also has yiras Hashem? What's the pshat of the Gra? Again, hadra kusha l'dichta. It's an answer, but we don't understand the answer. We're mentioning the beauty of the imos because they also have yir shamayim. Memela, once they have yir shamayim, we could praise their beauty. Lama, meaning if it's sheker and hevel, so what's the point of praising it? Yeah. Anybody have an answer? Good, because we only have 3 minutes, so I'll give you my answer, and then you can tell me afterwards your answers. Here's my answer. My answer is that Achen and Yofi is Sheker and Hevel, right? It's stupid. Our world is really messed up. Our world, meaning we view people. People are being judged 99.9% based on their physical appearance. Even when people are looking for a spouse, people don't look for spouses so much anymore. People are looking for a partner. People look for somebody to be with, to go out with. So then it's all physical attraction, which is a disaster. Meaning because you're not gonna. That's not what makes, as the Gras said, that's beautiful jewelry on the face of a pig. Meaning that's how are you gonna? If the goal of in our world is finding somebody who you could live a life with and grow with and build a family with, so why is beauty important there? Why do we care about beauty? If anything, it's sheker and it's hevel. Meaning, because if that's what's gonna influence your decision about who to marry, so then it's gonna corrupt you. You're gonna end up picking somebody because they're more attractive, but at their core, they're not the right person. So then it's false. I mean, it's gonna lead to a false decision. Its language is negative. At the end of the day, from our perspective, what is valuable, let's say about a spouse, is valuable about somebody who's looking to build a life with, is beyond the beauty. Are they Yiras Hashem? Are they somebody who's a good person? Are they the kind of person, as the Rabban says, that Yitzchak Avinu saw that this woman is Re'uya to replace Sarah Imenu? You can imagine what kind of incredible level Rivka was on. That's the woman that I love, says the Rabban, in the mouth of Yitzchak. At the end of the day, we are not Malachim. Okay? And we recognize we are not Malachim. We are not people who are, just like we're people who we can't eat whatever, bland oatmeal all day long in water, we would go crazy. And we can't, I don't know, I was trying to think of like a good mashal, but I couldn't think of one, but I'll give a bad mashal. It's like, let's say you're looking for a community where you want to live. So it's like this community, that the shoulder has a great rub, and they have good schools, and everything, except for there's only one house available, and it's some broken down shack without plumbing. So it's like, it's a great community, but you still can't live there, because on a practical level, the reality is that sometimes for the situation to work, you have to have practical things as well. I think the word, if we want to get fancy and a little bit of Soloveitchik, I think axiologically, meaning it's, I think, and that's why I understood the word to me, in terms of values, in terms of where you place values, looks are sheker and hevel. At the end of the day, though, we are people who live in a world where we can't always be the way we think about on Yom Kippur and Ne'ilah. We're people who live in a world where that is part of how we act. We are attracted to certain things. And just like, you know, if you're not attracted to your spouse, so how are you gonna show love to that person? Even though if they're a wonderful, holy person, at the end of the day, we can't live in a level where we're ignoring our physical side. That's very important in terms of how we live. That's something that... and therefore, in terms of having a loving relationship, in terms of having a relationship where there's going to be, as the Radak is saying, there's going to be happiness, there's going to be fulfillment, there's going to be a desire to always care for the other person and be kind to the other person. On a practical level, looks are very, very important. Very, very important. But in terms of the way we're looking at it, when I'm looking for a spouse, I'm looking for somebody to date, what I'm looking for is somebody who at the ikar is Yiras Hashem. At the same time, though, I can't... That's in terms of the hierarchy. But practically speaking, if the person is wonderful, but I'm not attracted to them, I can't actually live with them in a way, as the Radak says, how can we have a life with somebody and be happy and satisfied if I'm not attracted to the person? It could be what the Gra is saying, Sheker Achen Ve'avala Yofi, Yishar HaSasem, Hitis Halal. That a person should dive into Hashem, that my wife should be Yiras Hashem. That should be her core. At the end of the day, when, in addition to that, she's also has chayin and yofi, so then that's tis halal. Because I want to be somebody who will show love to my wife and be happy and be able to have a loving, caring relationship, and I need the entire package. We're mentioning to the Avos Hashem, because they also were human beings, as the Radak said, they also wanted to have a life which was happy and fulfilled. He also sent them women who would, at their core, were tzidkanios and yiras Hashem, but he also wanted them to have a life which was full of simcha, and gave this to a woman that they could have that relationship with, because they were also beautiful. But as the Gra says, the Iker is Yiras Hashem. And that's what we should daven for. In addition to that, we should also daven that on a practical level, the woman should have chen and yofi, at least in our eyes. That's also the ikar, in our eyes. We don't care about the world. Because at the end of the day, we're people who have to live as human beings. Okay, adkan.